This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law to incorporate four partially occupied Ukrainian regions into Russia on Wednesday in what Kyiv called the act of a, quote, collective madhouse at a time when Russia's forces have been fleeing from the front lines. The new law covers around 18% of Ukraine's territory into Russia, Europe's biggest annexation since World War II. Russia does not fully control any of the four areas it claims to have annexed. However, Moscow has yet to define Russia's new borders. Ukrainian forces have recaptured thousands of square miles since the start of September. The head of Ukraine's nuclear power company says he will take over managing the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant after its director was first kidnapped and then released by Russian forces who occupy the facility, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Petro Kochin, the head of Enerhoatom, said Wednesday he will be running the plant from the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian workers continue to operate the facility, which shut down its last operational reactor last month. Reporting from Kyiv, Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine on Wednesday that Kochin sounded a reassuring note in his remarks. She said Kochin noted that
Ukrainian energy workers continue to keep a nuclear power plant operating in Ukraine according to Ukrainian legislation and making sure that Ukraine and Europe are safe.
Zaporizhzhia is Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. Fighting close to the complex has sparked fears of radiation leaks. Ukraine is home to Chernobyl, scene of the world's worst nuclear accident. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Ethiopia's government and rival Tigrayan forces said on Wednesday they have accepted an invitation by the African Union to participate in peace talks aimed at ending a two-year conflict. The talks, slated for this weekend in South Africa, will be the first formal negotiations between the two sides since the war broke out in November 2020, two diplomatic sources said. The conflict has killed thousands of civilians and uprooted millions. Both sides had previously said they were prepared to participate in AU-mediated talks, but intense fighting has continued to rage across Tigray, a northern region bordering Eritrea. A famine could be declared in Somalia within weeks, affecting hundreds of thousands of people in two of the country's worst drought-affected areas and in displacement camps, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Such a declaration is rare and a sign of the dire consequences from the worst drought in decades in the Horn of Africa. Mohamed Ahmed Durie and his family left their seaside city on the northern edge of Somalia to escape drought and hunger. He tells the AP, if you walk some distance out here, you'll see lots of animal bones piled on top of each other. He adds, what's happening to us is severe drought and political instability. We're appealing to the international NGOs to assist with shelter, food to eat, and water to drink. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The OPEC Plus Alliance of oil exporting countries has decided to sharply cut production to support sagging oil prices. The move Wednesday could be another blow to the struggling global economy and raise politically sensitive pump prices for U.S. drivers just ahead of key national elections. Besides a small trim in oil production last month, the major cut is an abrupt turnaround from months of restoring deep cuts made during the depths of the pandemic and could help alliance member Russia weather a looming European ban on oil imports. Recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law to incorporate four partially occupied Ukrainian regions into Russia on Wednesday in what Kyiv called the act of a, quote, collective madhouse at a time when Russia's forces have been fleeing from the front lines. The new law covers around 18% of Ukraine's territory into Russia, Europe's biggest annexation since World War II. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.